This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Common mistakes that Muslims make during the month of Ramadan and their fasting. Of the common mistakes that Muslims make during the month of Ramadan and in their siyam is that at times we are selective with who we give access to and who we break fast with and who we exclude. And this is not the habit of a believer and not the way or the spirit of Ramadan and its intent. Sadly, subhanAllah, many of us, we are obligated to having certain people enter into our homes, even some people who we believe have a negative influence in our household. Sometimes it could be a family member, someone near or far, who you normally would not invite into your home, but it is the month of Ramadan and it is a good thing that you share and break bread with them. The problem isn't that you've invited somebody who doesn't bring barakah into your home. The problem becomes greater is that you invited people who aren't really worthy of eating the food from your table, but you've excluded the good people who are not maybe of your same social standing, or of your academic achievement, or of your ethnic or religious or cultural background. There are these beautiful people in our masajid who each and every night we see them, they're praying to Allah, fasting as we fast, who are generous with their smile to us, who are caring with their dua for us, but not once have they entered our home because they're not from our ancestral homeland, or they don't have the type of job that we perform, or that there isn't anything financial that ties us together. We don't have anything in common except Allah. And that is where you find Allah's love. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the love of Allah is wajib, is compulsory for those who loved each other for no other reason except Allah. Subhanallah, what an incredible opportunity for you to break that mistaken trend where it's just our family and friends and neighbors that come into our home out of obligation, not out of taqwa. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا يَأْكُلْ طَعَامَكَ إِلَّا تَقِي. Try to restrain anybody from consuming the blessing Allah has given you unless you are knowing of their piety. Meaning the ones you should bring in, the ones you should cultivate, the ones you should have visiting your homes are those who you sense they have a connection with Allah, not just your family ties, not just those who look like you, sound like you, and come from your similar background. It is not wrong for you to have people like that in your home. What is wrong is that you eliminate the space for those who can add blessing and barakah into your household. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to each other, make us colorblind and culturally blind to other people so that we can see each other as believers before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our hearts connect us and nothing else so that we earn the pleasure and the love of Allah the Most High.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. JazakAllah khairan, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.